Then David picked up 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them into his bag. With his sling in his hand, he went down to meet the giant. "Who is this boy coming to fight me with a stick?" roared the giant when he saw the brave boy walking toward him. "I shall soon kill him." "You have sword and spear and shield," answered David, "but God will help me to win this battle and to save King Saul's people." As he said these words, he ran forward and shot one of the stones from his sling. So good was the young boy's aim that the stone struck the giant upon the forehead, and he fell dead. Then a great shout went up from King Saul's soldiers, and they rushed down into the valley. But the enemy ran still faster, for they dared not stay when their giant was dead. "David is the greatest soldier in all the world," cried the people joyfully. In later years, David became king. Although he fought many battles, it is not for these that he is remembered. It is for the beautiful songs he wrote. For hundreds of years, people all over the world have read these songs and sung them. In times of sorrow, they bring cheer. In times of gladness, they help people to tell their joy. Through all the years, people have found pleasure in these songs, which we call the Psalms of David.